One of the really sad things that we experience in our age is that so many Catholics struggle to believe in the Eucharist. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons that so few people, you know, returned after the pandemic. Because unless you have this clear sense that this is the one and only place where we are able to be fed and nourished by the very body of the Lord, that this is the one place that we have to return to regularly in order to be fed and nourished, that Jesus longs to be part of our lives. He longs to be intimately united with us in whatever way that he can. You know, this desire that is so strong on the heart of God to know us, to form us, to mold us, to shape us, to be his body. And what better way than to change ordinary elements of bread and wine to be the very food that nourishes us, the very life that sustains us. For me, the Eucharist is the one thing that always has kept me Catholic. You know, with all of the struggles, with all of the sense of the scandals, everything else that kind of happens in the church. You know, if I didn't believe in the Eucharist, I would walk away. There'd be nothing really to hold me to this place. But because I do, because the Eucharist is the one thing that I know is true, that this is the place where indeed the words of the priest strangely, miraculously, sacramentally change and transform the ordinary into the extraordinary. This is the place where God longs to feed us and nourish us. Where else can I go, as Peter says at the end of this gospel? Where else will I be fed and nourished at your table, Lord? Where else can I find this possibility of this transformation? Where else can I be loved with such intimacy that I receive the very presence of God? You don't have to go somewhere special. The Lord comes to us. The Lord opens himself for us. The Lord is vulnerable. I mean, how much more vulnerable can you be than to change this little wafer that barely even looks like bread into the very presence of Almighty God, the place where heaven and earth are united? To be so vulnerable that we can take that host as we receive it in our hands and as we pick it up, as we move it to our mouth. We're moving the Lord of the universe through space and time. We're taking the God of all history into our hands, placing it on our tongue, consuming it, allowing the very presence of God to be part of us. You know, the mystery of our lives is that we long to slowly be changed and transformed, to be more like God, to be like him, to be caught up in his wonder. And the Eucharist is the place where that happens with such simplicity and such regularity, that God is wanting and longing that we might receive him, that we might be changed and transformed by his love. As so many people struggle to make sense of how can it possibly be? Well, why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't God do everything that God could to break into our lives? Of course, the God that we worship longs that we might receive him. The God that we worship longs that we might be changed and transformed by his presence. So of course, he makes himself vulnerable. Of course, he is present in this simple and ordinary way in order that in this extraordinary moment that we will be changed, that we will indeed become the body of Christ. St. Augustine tells us and reminds us that, you know, when the minister holds the host before us and when they make that declaration, the body of Christ, St. Augustine said, you know, we need to say amen twice. Once, yes, what you hold is indeed the body of Christ. But yes, also, the minister is part of the body of Christ. I, as I receive communion today, I am part of the body of Christ. And so I recognize, yes, the host is the body of Christ, but we together also are the body of Christ. And so St. Augustine says, to say amen twice to that reality. Yes, the host has been changed. The bread has become the body of the Lord. But we also, we're called and invited to be the very presence and power of God in the world. That we're invited to be that community that is changed and transformed as we are fed and nourished by the Lord. So today, we have that possibility to let God feed us, to let God be vulnerable, to let God be open to the wonder of that transformation that he longs to make within our lives. So as we receive the Eucharist today, let it change us. Let it transform us. Let that gift be for us the sign and the source of our salvation, the sign and source of our life. Let us today indeed become the body of Christ present in the world so that we can be changed and renewed for the sake of the world, so that we can call others also into that life of God and the intimacy of union with him.